land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into Tuesday, March 26, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, please be relevant on topic. Greatly, greatly appreciate it. Officer Rick, simple radio is loud and clear from Livingston County. No school cop today or next week. It's spring break. So it probably means you're going to be out on some road patrols. I got a absolute fantastic show for you today lined up. This is going to be so interesting. Because of all of the activities generated from this show, many people are taking it very seriously about running for office. Vicki is in the process of collecting her signatures to turn in for Antrim County Clerk. Signs are being worked on, being designed, being ordered, business cards to pass out to people at their door, to put with their driver's license, to remind people who to vote for in the August 6th primary. Patriots from all over the listening area contacted me yesterday afternoon. I got phone calls inquiring about how do I run for school board? How do I run for city council? How do I run for township supervisor? How do I run for county commissioner? The message is getting out thanks to you. Why do I say that? Because you're talking to people. You're talking to friends. You're talking to coworkers. You're talking to people at church. Three members of a church in Bel Air, Antrim County, heard our chair, Marv Rubing, go over and preach to the church. He's a pastor. He owns his own church. Chain of Lakes Presbyterian in his Banks Township. Well, he reached out to another pastor in Bel Air. And he spoke about the state of the state, the state of our affairs, the state of our counties. He employed, he begged, he absolutely did everything in his power to get the message out that you need to step up and run. After the service, three of their members of their church came up to him and said, "This is where I live in Antrim County. I want to run for county commissioner. I want to help you out." Folks, this can happen. It is happening because of you. You need to reach out to your pastor and see if you can get your local county chair or me or anybody else you want to come and preach at the church. Because the message is very simple. I asked Marv specifically, "What did you say?" And he told me. And I'm going to share it with you, but I'd love to share it with your church. 231-360-5140. Short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell in Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Eagles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this Tuesday, March 26th. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. One of the things that I think is happening, people are starting to wake up. The movie that I texted out to many of you yesterday, Let My People Go, absolutely starting to get the message out. Professor David Clements, who produced that movie, said, Randy, I got your message. Would love to do an interview with you on your show. Please send me some dates and times, and I'll block it out. We're going to have Dr. Professor David Clements on this show. He's in that movie. One thing you have to understand is the fact that people are starting to pay attention to world events. Inflation, the high price of food, gasoline, basically every item that we consume, we're paying anywhere from 10 to 20% more for these items than we were just 3 years ago. And you have to ask yourself a very simple question. Do you feel financially within your world, your job, your business, or whatever, do you feel like you're better off than you were 3 years ago? Because when Biden took over January 20th of 2021, folks, this is almost the end of March of 24. 3 years, 2 months, almost to the day. And that's the question you simply have to start asking people. Do you like where we're at? Do you feel good about the direction the country is headed? Well, it was amazing because a message delivered at a church got three people to stand up and say, I'll run for county commissioner. The message was very simple. It was a very simple message. I said to Marv, it's so simple, it's so basic. And he said, Randy, it's the truth. Godly men must stand up and participate. Most men want to take care of their family. They're loyal to their wife. They're loyal to their kids. They're loyal to the household. They understand the importance of what God put in their lives and make them responsible for those that he helped create. Because here's the bottom line, and this was his message, and it comes to us paraphrased basically from Edmund Burke. And it was ironic that this was the phrase that he used in church that I've had on my show's website for 12 years. Ever since 2012, when we put together this show, your defendingfathers.com website, I have a picture of me in the old radio station studio with a mic, with a Sony headset. The automation computer is running in the background over my left shoulder. You can see it in the rack. All that is necessary for evil to triumph is for a few good men to do nothing. All that is necessary for evil to triumph is simply due to just a handful, a few good men standing by and doing nothing. Nothing to fight it. Nothing to stand up and argue against it. To vote against it. Now, folks, you have to understand that the majority of these municipalities, townships especially, cities, villages, the place where you live is controlled by either 5 or 7 people. In some larger counties or areas, it could be 9. But your local township board, like mine here in Torch Lake, we have a supervisor, we have a treasurer, and we have a clerk. And then we have 2 trustees. 5 people set the policy for my township. Do you know how many people control your township? If you don't, find out. And it's very, very simple to do. All you have to do is call your clerk. The person that is responsible, in charge of your elections. The polling place where you go to vote. The clerk isn't necessarily in the polling place, especially if he or she is on the ballot. But they're responsible for the election. Give them a call and ask them this simple question. How many people make up our board? What's the number? If they tell you a supervisor, a clerk, a treasurer, and 2 trustees, then you're just like my township. Only 5 people in your entire township are responsible for governing your township where you live. If you're in a city, Petoskey, city of Charlevoix, city of Onaway, city of Rogers City, Mackinac City, they have, I believe, a village, the village president. How many members sit on the board? You see, if we break this down at the local level, at the township level, and we're able to get a few good people to run, we start to fix things at the local level. If we fix it at the local level, we can fix it then at the county level. We fix it at the county level, we're done. Folks, you need to get involved in your community. In your township, your city, your village, your county. Every county has a party. Republican, Democrat. There are even some counties that have Libertarian, U.S. Constitution, Taxpayer Party. Whatever group you feel the most closely aligned with that you think can win elections, you need to join that party. When you join the party, they have meetings. You need to go to the meetings. When they have an event, you need to go to the event. When they raise money, you need to help them raise money. But most importantly, right now, we are within a month of the filing deadline, April 23rd. Next month, April 23rd, which is a Tuesday, we have a situation at hand that you need to think about. You need to ask yourself a very simple question. Am I one of a few good men in my township, in my city, in my village? Because when we look at the calendar, we are exactly 4 weeks from today, April 23rd at 3 o'clock. I know some clerks will give you until 4 to file an affidavit of identity. to get a petition sheet where, depending on the office you're running for, you need 3, you need 10. Vicky's running countywide for clerk. She needs a minimum of 20 signatures. We're turning in 40. Get yourself on the ballot and learn how to very simply order some yard signs, perhaps some larger commercial 4x4s, 4x8s, whatever you can afford, and some business cards. If you're running as a Republican, you very simply contact every clerk in your county or in your district, if you're running for county commissioner, or in your township. Go up and meet your clerk. Madam Clerk, I'd appreciate it if you would email me every week, Tuesdays, Friday. If you get any requests for absentee ballots from people who want to vote absentee, I'm going to ask that you email me their names and addresses that you're mailing the absentee ballot to. Email it to me Tuesday afternoon and Friday afternoon. Anything that came in over the weekend and came in on Monday and Tuesday morning, you'll get an email Tuesday afternoon. Anything that comes in Tuesday night, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday morning, you'll get it Friday afternoon. She's got a request to mail out an absentee ballot. She sends you an email saying this person requested one. They haven't gotten it yet. It hasn't even been mailed yet. You get in your car. You go over to that person's house, those people's home, knock on the door, stand off the porch about 8 to 10 feet with your business card that you printed up. First thing out of your mouth, I am so sorry for bothering you at your home. I just want to introduce myself. Here's my card. I know that you've requested an absentee ballot. I'd like you to consider voting for me when you get your absentee ballot, or voting for this candidate, this person, perhaps a friend that you're out working for. Here's a business card. How many folks are getting absentee ballots at this location? How many voters do you have in the house? Well, it's me, my wife, and our adult daughter. Okay, here's 3 cards. I'd ask that you put them with your driver's licenses. When you vote, think about showing your ID and vote in person. When you pull out your driver's license to get your ballot, here's the candidate I'd like you to support and vote for. If you're marking your ballot absentee, just leave these cards out on the table so when the mail comes, you can sit down and remember to vote for this person. Folks, that's more than any other candidate's going to do, and you'll get their vote. We're going to talk about Election Day. We're going to lay this all out for you today, folks. The deadline is 4 weeks from today. We'll be right back.